This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, the big one, episode 150.
The biggie, 150. Drabby, what'd you get me for our anniversary?
I actually forgot that we were doing gifts.
I got you some Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, I'll take one of those. Absolutely.
Do you want purple or green?
Never purple.
You know what? More power to you. That's why you're my favorite co-host. Everyone hates the purple.
Happy Halloween to all our listeners out there.
Yeah, I guess I should take my Jolly Rancher out of my mouth.
Probably not the best broadcasting etiquette.
It's almost done, so when you hear a crunch, you know it'll be over with.
We are celebrating Halloween, celebrating episode 150.
I feel like we've done a billion Junkies Halloween shows where we got to play all the spooky music.
It's just a lot we have. But this day is always filled with regret. It's always a day, Valdez, where we say, we didn't do our jobs. You know, Bill Belichick, do your job.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do our job. Every year we fail on Halloween, where we could make it something fun, something different.
I think you have this sort of regret. And we, looking back on it, we always seem to say the same things after Halloween. But is that really the guys? Is that really the Junks dressing up like the Fox 5 morning crew or any of these other TV morning crews?
Dressing up is just a small part of it.
Okay.
I like spooky lights. I like okay. Spider webs. I like a punch bowl with like a hand in it. Okay.
Yeah.
I like all that kind of stuff. I'm a big Halloween party guy. And I actually was smiling today a little bit when we were talking about the boobash.
Did we talk about
that? Now, nobody listening, maybe 1% of people listening remember the boobash.
Did we talk about it on air or off air?
That was on air, I'm pretty sure. A quick mention of boobash, because the Jim Zorn concert costume was constantly mentioned.
Right.
Today.
Now, if you don't remember the boobash, this is when WJFK was in Fairfax, and I don't know. What bar was it? It was in Chantilly.
Fast Eddie's. It was in Centerville, right next to the Trader Joe's.
You're right. Oh, my God. How do you remember that?
Because I just went to that Trader Joe's, and I see that it's a different name now, but I see that spot, and I always think of the boobash.
Yes. And it was a great venue, if I remember correctly.
Terrible venue.
Okay.
It was massive. There was an upstairs and a downstairs, I'm pretty sure.
I remember. There was like
it wasn't like it was a nice place.
It was almost like it was an awning.
Yes.
Yeah. You would walk up the stairs, and it would be like a kind of a catwalk that went around. That's the wheelhouse, isn't it? Because how old are we by then?
Well, you're younger than me, but in 2008, I think I was 26.
Okay, and I was 21. I believe that I was 21.
Prime
radio, prime.
On the hunt, you're looking for chicks, you're young, you're drinking a lot, you got no you lose your
inhibitions.
Inhibitions.
Halloween is kind of like New Year's to me.
I know, and that's gotten me already. I'm up your tailpipe today about our New Year's Eve party, which I know is gonna fall through.
But meaning New Year's and Halloween are kind of a big younger person scene. And then when you get older, it's not like you mock it, but you just kind of embrace it. But it's not, you don't have the same fervor as you once did. Like, I like Halloween, but I'm not going to any kind of Halloween parties. Now, if there's a listener who has a haunted house party tonight and wants to invite me, I'd be into it.
Have those dreams when you were a kid to be like mega rich and then have a house, like a big house, and then just have a massive like Halloween party at your house?
I'm very into Halloween parties.
I don't want to do a whole episode of where we plan out a Halloween party that will never happen.
I know, but I'm into.
Would you rather go to a great Halloween party at someone's house or a great New Year's Eve party?
Great Halloween party.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you were Mr. New Year's Eve.
I am the Gatsby's.
Wear the tuxedos.
I am Mr. New Year's, but I just, maybe I'm getting swept up in the Halloween fever, but it's just like a cool costume party, punch. You got to have punch. Punch is the staple of Halloween, right? You have a haunted room, okay? One room that you set up that has like a fake cadaver on an operating table, and you have something that jumps out to scare you. You have Halloween movies playing in the background with the sound down. You have your Bluetooth speaker cranking out spooky music.
What is in the Junkies Haunted House? All right.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, let's noodle this out live on the air.
All right.
What are all these haunted rooms?
Okay, haunted rooms.
All right, you go into one room, the Lurch Papa room.
All right, what's...
First thing, there's a clicking of a pen noise that is piercing your ear. All right, the first thing you notice when you walk in the room.
Loogies. So many loogies.
So many loogies in that room.
He has cups filled with loogies all around it.
Dangling, from the walls.
All right, there you go. You have a cadaver on on like an operating table, but it's a 6'8" cadaver with blue navy football pants that he wears every day. So it looks like Jason's on the operating table.
All right.
Hey, maybe he's getting a tracheotomy for his cough, or he's getting his sinuses released.
All right, in the cakes room.
All right,
I got something that's in the cakes room.
Okay.
Shredding of cotton balls.
Okay, because he hates that.
All right.
What about?
What else is cake scared of?
What about? You have like a big tree, and then someone pops out of the tree to scare you.
All right.
Okay, kind of like you have a haunted house. And someone pops out of the door.
You put your face up to the tree, and you don't know what's going to pop out.
Yeah,
could be a squirrel. Could be a chainsaw. You don't really know.
Okay,
I like that.
And then cake, since he has like. He used to take his little stroller when he had Simba. That's how he used to walk Simba. You could have a stroller with like a ghost dog in it.
Okay.
And by the way, props to Cakes. I know it was kind of a Nubs costume, but at least he was the one that dressed up. So props to Cakes. I would have never suspected him as dressing up as Dan Quinn.
Didn't we dress up last year? A few years ago, I had to find the picture of Valdez. We wore costumes in here because I wore the pilot's costume, and I took a picture. It was with like a celebrity, or maybe we didn't have a celebrity in here. Maybe it was just a group photo. But I have a photo of us against the wall over there, and we all wore costumes. For 1 year, we came through.
Do you know what we should have done? I'm big into like group costumes. This is what
I know.
This is what we should have done. We should have had. You dress up as Tom Brady, okay?
Yeah.
All right, get a Bucks jersey, or you get a TB12, the Patriots jersey.
All right. Tom Brady and I, a lot alike.
All right. I knew you would like that. I dress up as a jujitsu guy, and then Mar dresses up as pregnant Giselle.
that would have been pretty good. Can I tell you something? That is your
fire Halloween costume.
And this is no shot at cakes. I hate sports athlete costumes.
I know.
I think they're so. First of all, head coach costumes are the lamest thing. It's always the lamest costume at the party. The head coach costume.
The sports guy one.
Yeah.
Well, this is... Unless
it's got like a funny angle.
If it has some sort of pop culture relevance,
right?
That's okay. Like if you're the Giselle thing could be fine. There's going to be 10 billion people dressing up as Scottie Scheffler in a jumpsuit with a green jacket tonight.
Yeah.
That's your golf du jour.
But here's also the thing. If you're going to do a bit, you have to have a costume that nobody else has thought of. Like, you can't do the Scottie Scheffler thing because everyone's already doing it. So it's not funny. You'd have to be creative and just do something that people forgot, but then you bring it, you know, okay, that happened over the year. I don't have a reference right now.
I know what you mean, though. Like something that was kind of lost in translation.
But in general, if it's about sports, at least from my perspective, it's always kind of lame. And Mike Marr wearing a football jersey to get a $3 off a burrito. Also lame.
That's very lame. All right. Hey.
All right. Go back. I got one for the JP room.
Okay.
All right. You walk into the JP room and it's a hologram.
Okay.
Of JP having an argument with you. All right. Being defensive. All right. And you turn around to walk out and boom, it pops up in front of you and he's arguing on the other side. And then you turn around again and it pops up. And no matter which direction you go,
it's
the hologram is facing you and arguing with you.
Yeah, trying to give you facts.
Yeah. And give you know, QB facts.
Okay. Hey, what's in Eric's house of horrors? A voting booth.
Well, it's got to be conspiracy related, okay, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, a fluoride station.
Well, there's a lot of things that could go into EBs. Broken teeth, shattered teeth, some sort of...
All right, wooden teeth. Mm-hmm. Okay, chattering at you. I like that.
What's a fun conspiracy?
No. You have Eric dressed up as old man... What's a warlock? Like an old man Merlin warlock.
Okay.
All right. That's he's aged like death. Okay. That can be your EB scary house, your fun house.
They got to be a Vinny and Joe reference and they got to be in there somewhere.
All right. Hey, how about in your room you have Vinny and Joe digging a hole for a mob hit. All right, okay. All right,
I like it.
All right, that's not bad. And what about you have EB's daughter spiking a volleyball at your face? All right.
Hey, going back to Halloween parties, it's been a long time. I think probably for most of us, we haven't been to a Halloween party since college.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you count Boo Bash.
Okay, Boo Bash.
That's probably our
last.
But
why are Halloween parties not... Like, why do Christmas parties get such a big run?
I think maybe...
When Halloween parties are so much...
Are you talking about a company Halloween party
anything,
or just...
Anything. A company Halloween party.
Yeah, because the guys have their Kringle party.
Yeah.
The same thing. The same thing should happen on Halloween. I don't know. I think Christmas is more of a celebration of friendship and, you know, it's kind of like loved ones, end of the year. But is Mar having a Halloween party? You know what I mean?
I think he's going to one. He's going to a house party tonight or something like that, or this weekend.
They should be more common, I feel like. Yeah.
I love house parties. I don't know what to tell you. I like house parties. There's something nostalgic about it, to a better time in our lives.
If you were to host a Halloween party, would you say I would provide like Party City costumes for people who didn't show up in costume?
Oh, costumes are mandatory. If you don't show, if you don't have one when you get here,
yeah. But what are we gonna do? What are you gonna do if I show up and I'm without a costume? You're just gonna kick me out?
Let me tell you something. I'm an idiot. I've been to a billion Halloween. I did Big O and Dukes for years. Okay, yeah. I think, and during that time, I pretended. That I wasn't that into it, But at the end of the day, there's nothing like being in an event with people and everyone's wearing a costume. It's just like good shtick, good drinks, good conversations.
Yes, and it's just, you can see everyone's sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You can see some everyone's creativity. This is why I don't understand about the junks. And I get it. Like, if you have kids, Halloween is kind of a big deal because your kids are always into it and you want to do whatever you can for your kids and make the day special, whatever. But like, don't you just enjoy the amusement of it? Don't you just enjoy kind of shutting your brain off and being scared? Like today is not like every other day. It's not normal. Mm-hmm. You get to do something that's not the same as any other day.
Yeah, I get.
You get to kind of dive in head first into spooky season. You get to, you know what I mean? You get to embrace certain things today.
I like the word you used, creativity. There's a lot of creativity about this day, and it's not the same as most days. So I'm with you. It's a lot of fun. We failed again. Mark put up. we didn't come through on Halloween. We don't need to bob for apples or we don't have to do all that kind of goofy stuff. But we got to do something next time.
What about Eric's Halloween bit today? Do you think that was real or do you think he was just putting on an act?
I don't know. I think I've heard from listeners before. That's one of the things like people always ask us about whenever we, you know, meet listeners. Does EP really not know stuff? Or is he just doing a bit?
And if you didn't listen to the show today, Eric was confused about scary movies and Halloween songs. He didn't know Ghostbusters can be watched on Halloween.
He thought an employee's here, Hamburglar
was a goblin. I'm surprised he knew what a goblin is.
He didn't know who Grimace was.
he didn't know Chucky was the character in Child's Play, the doll that tries to kill everybody.
I know there's a certain charm with EB and him at times playing dumb, right? Or just like he gets a kick out of us being flabbergasted that he doesn't know something.
Uh-huh.
But again, I don't know what's real and what's not with him. And at some point, the stupidity level is... It's aggravating.
It changes from charming to aggravating quickly.
There's a thin line in there, and I don't know if he's playing the card too often, or he's just not remotely plugged into the world we live in.
This is also something that I can't decipher. Has Eric never been exposed to these things, or is his memory
What it is? He's in his brain. He's a jock.
Hey, we've done this.
I know, but it's just anything that's not sports related, which he doesn't even like anymore.
Okay,
is for nerds.
I know, but would he consider me a nerd?
I think he thinks he's the biggest badass in school. Him and Gerard Mustafa.
Like Gerard would never talk about Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
In religion class.
Yes, yes. Oh, okay. He was talking about banging chicks or basketball or whatever manly things.
Like crossovers.
Right.
He was never breaking down Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay.
Okay. That's a very interesting insight. I've gotten to the point where I think when you get down this rabbit hole, like for instance, all of a sudden it's almost like a parlay in the sense that, okay, he doesn't know Ghostbusters. He doesn't know Hamburglar. He doesn't know like these first three things about Halloween.
Right.
All right. Now all of a sudden, if you're just going to keep asking him, like, there's no real payoff if he says, oh, yeah, that's Chucky. I know Chucky. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of need every leg to hit of it. But at this point, I think it's the majority of it is memory-based. Like, I just don't
think... Do you think that he's making things up on the show? Or playing stupid?
No.
I don't think he is, because
no.
Every blue moon, we'll know, because he'll, like, wink at us and smile.
Uh-huh.
And that's like once or twice a year. I honestly think he just doesn't know anything.
I think that he doesn't remember a lot of it. Like, I think he was exposed to Chucky at some point in his life.
Okay. Of course, yeah, but what's wrong with his brain that he can't remember it? None of us have been exposed to Chucky in the last 10 years.
Remembering is too hard of a job.
I think you might be honest.
Like
putting his brain to work.
Putting your brain to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trying to remember something is so strenuous to him.
Mm-hmm.
That instead of just trying to figure it out and solve the problem and remember in your deep recesses of your brain about that one time Chucky.
Isn't that harder
than just saying, I don't know.
I know, but that's one of life's pure joys is how many times a day do you and I have a back and forth where we're like, what does that remember of way back then?
All the time. It's because we're intellectually curious.
Yes. There was something today we were talking about. Oh, we're talking about scary movies and we're just trying to remember plots of movies or characters. Yes, off-air. It was an off-air bet.
Yeah, yeah. You played an audio clue for me.
Audio clue.
Yeah.
Right. We're constantly doing that. Because it's fun. You get a kick out of like trying to remember things or show off your flex a little bit on what you do know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, man. I love EB. Everybody knows that Valdez and I, we love EB. He's the creative force behind the show. You just get a lot of entertainment out of him. But sometimes it's just so frustrating that it's like you have to literally plug him into the wall to get his, get him to start thinking.
Yeah, like a charge his battery.
He's confusing. He's a confusing guy to figure out sometimes about what's going on up there.
Hey, speaking of EB,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this until JP brought it up. And, I guess, it's always been a thing, but I did not realize that Eric had this infatuation with male cheerleaders. Did you remember that? Because they were talking about how he always used to watch them at the Kohl Fieldhouse during Terps games. I don't know. I guess he's.
I wasn't up to speed on that. Maybe it's just something that I forgot over the years, but it's not like it's been mentioned a lot.
No, it hasn't been mentioned a lot.
But speaking, yeah. Macho EB. Okay. Mr. Jock.
Mr. Jock.
All right. So, like, that's the unique thing. Everything is too dorky for him, or everything's not manly enough for him, but he likes male cheerleaders. Is he not in on the bit?
What do you mean in on the bit?
Because he kept referencing, excuse me here, just, like, where your finger goes, right? Okay. Like he was titillated by that.
No, he was titillated by having someone's a hand prop.
Okay,
prop
whatever. Hand,
ass.
The hand, finger, whatever. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
He kept saying,
"Use your hand as a chair."
Okay. All right. He's titillated by getting your hand under the skirt on the Spanx, on the Spankies or whatever, and touching some booty. Okay, like that's titillating him. But every other guy is thinking about. How every male cheerleader they've ever known is probably a homosexual.
I'm thinking about Jerry on cheer.
Right.
and his Matt talk.
Yeah. To me, like EB's the one guy out there that thinks male cheerleaders are just zagging
when everyone's zigging.
All right. I don't know how else to say it. And again, not that there's anything wrong with living that lifestyle is just not what most guys aspire to be. It's always been somewhat of an effeminate thing.
Right.
Doing the jumping jacks and the go team because the guy's usually on the field.
They have the megaphone going, defense!
The stud's supposed to be making tackles. Cheering on the team.
The stud are throwing
at
out
its
routes.
Core. It's that at its core. That's what it is.
Do you think there's more male cheerleaders now? I guess it would be more socially acceptable, right?
Well, here's the thing that I've always been checked on is listener HMAC. Who's a long time listened to the Junkie for 20 years.
He was a Ravens cheerleader.
He was a Ravens cheerleader. And this guy is a stud. He was an absolute stud. 0% body fat, ripped. And he would always talk about the same thing. Banging the chicks on the team. All right. Or not even bang, like how hot the chicks were. I don't really know. I can't remember. It's been years. And this guy, he is a stud, and he was a stud back when he was cheering for the team. He's the one guy that kind of like throws me off a little bit, because when I was at Arizona State, the kid next to us, Valdez, I was in room 309. Jeff was in room 308. All right. Okay. Jeff, also from Washington State, was an Arizona State male cheerleader. And I say this without being 1% offensive. He's the gayest guy I've ever met in my entire life. All right. Good friend, still friends to this day. But I mean, there was no testosterone in that body. All right. Okay. And I will say that, and I love this guy. His nickname was Jeffy Poo. Okay. that needs attention. All right.
You definitely needed to highlight that.
Okay. And he loved it. And I love that. I love that.
How many times did you call him?
I love calling him Jeffy Poo. All
right. Would you say it in like a baby voice?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course. You have to. But this guy also hung out with the hottest cheerleaders.
I mean, do you think... See, I actually think it's kind of like a cheat code. Like if you... If
that's what they tell you.
I know, but I'm saying like all these stud male cheerleaders that call in and defend it and go, hey, you should see all the chicks that I'm hanging out with. And
the team that sleeps together.
Yeah, cheers together, sleeps together. Like, I feel like these guys have no riz, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is their Game Genie cheat code. This is their Konka cheat code.
Can I be honest? I could see you falling prey to that. I was thinking about you when that...
I'm very susceptible to
stuff. I know. Well, so am I. I joined a cult. When that guy called in about being the stud on the UNC campus, right?
Okay.
I was thinking about you, actually. And really? I was thinking about if Valdez was a freshman at Chapel Hill, and he's in the rec center just getting swole, and one cheerleader comes up and asks him to be on the team. I'm looking at you right now. You could have been a male cheerleader.
You think?
You had the build. You had the athletic ability.
I know.
But I think you could have been talked into it.
All right. What would have been my selling point? See, but that's the thing is that you think a lot of guys are doing this to be around attractive women.
Why?
Well, I'm not saying I'm some sort of man. I'm just saying I had no problem being around attractive women.
I know, but that's a different level. Okay.
Like head cheerleader,
yeah,
different level.
You're hanging out with the cheerleaders on a university campus.
I will say. Right?
That's a different level.
I did throw my phone at a cheerleader at a Maryland football game.
Why?
She was so hot. And I told her to put her number in it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We used to throw tortillas at Arizona State. It used to be our tradition until it got banned. Every touchdown, everybody would throw tortillas on the field. So we would always write messages on the tortillas and throw them to the cheerleaders. Dorm and room number. Yeah. It never worked out. I mean, it never worked. These chicks,
They
were sleeping with Trell Suggs.
She was well known on campus. She was the hottest. Actually, she might have been on the dance team. Name was Chara.
That's a sexy name.
She was a very sexy woman. I think every single...
But you threw your phone? Oh, you were like, put your phone number in or something?
I threw my phone down at her.
Did you ever get it back?
Yeah, she handed it back. No number in it. I think she was banging...
The crack screen.
The crack screen. I think she was banging Kenny Emekwe or something.
All right.
If you went to Maryland... I'm going to have a billion tweets right now. If you went to Maryland anytime between 2004 and 2010, she probably was there longer than 4 years. You know exactly... Who I'm talking
Try
about.
Try to find a picture. DM us a picture. I want to see her. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
All right, back to you, though.
Oh, yeah, back to me. All right,
so I got one image in my mind that screams male cheerleader.
Okay.
All right? And it's you on stage with the Get Huge Club.
Okay.
Like, when you were all sweaty and oily. And wearing your Speedo, and you were ripped, and you're... Like, that, to me, young Valdez... screamed, go Terps. All right. Okay. Like, just being.
I was big into Maryland sports, so this could be my way.
It was a way into, yeah. Doing your part for the team.
They're doing fundraisers at Bentley's. I think it would take a lot of convincing. I don't know if I would do it.
I'm just saying, I could see a couple hot chicks talking you into it.
You think I'm like easily persuaded by hot women.
No, but you're also persuaded by showing off your strength. Like, to me, that means nothing. Like, I could care. I'll never flex on that.
What do you mean showing off my strength?
Well, like, you throwing a chick 30 feet up in the air. Like, you get off on that. You would get off on that kind of thing. Like, or just being like, holding a chick up.
One arm, I'm yawning.
One arm up and then tossing her to the other hand. Yeah, like that. Like, you got big cheerleader biceps. I'm telling you.
Hey, this might work. All right,
and you like wearing those tight sleeves.
Wearing my tight sleeves.
Like, male cheerleader sleeves are always like super
almost
tight.
Like rolled up.
Yeah, rolled up sleeves.
Like
yeah.
a greaser.
Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I
couldn't do the backflips.
Like, Mike Marr wouldn't be a male cheerleader. He doesn't have it in him. I don't have the body for it. You actually have the body.
Okay. You think I would take those little tiny flyers and throw them up in the air? And
yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility is catching a person. Did you know that the dance team and cheerleaders used to beef in college too all the time? That was definitely a thing.
Dance team girls, in my opinion, some of them were more attractive than the cheerleaders.
No, I think so too. Because
they were sexier because they had rhythm.
They were sexier, but cheerleaders hated dance team because cheer actually thought it took skill to do. Which is kind of true because you're more acrobatic. You're actually like flipping, tumbling. It's some sort of athleticism and strength combination.
I actually never thought the cheerleader outfit was attractive.
I haven't either.
Is it supposed to be attractive? Like, I've never been really. Now, dance team girls. I've been in love with dance team girls. Numerous dance. Like, they didn't know who I was.
No, but it's something about the tiny pom poms.
Can I tell you what it is? It's the tight outfit.
It's like a leotard or unitard or whatever it is. I think it was the first time I ever saw yoga pants.
Those are one degree of separation from panties from my book. So it's something sexy that I like.
I'm a big dance team guy. I agree. Mm-hmm. Did in high school. Was cheer a huge thing in high school for you? Like on game days, all the cheerleaders at Chesapeake had to wear their uniforms in.
See, I'm at my high school, like the most beautiful girl. I think that's like a 1950s, 1960s thing. And when I was growing up, the hot chick wasn't on the cheer team. I think they were too cool for it or something. I don't know.
Cheer was always hot a big. Chicks. Cheer was always Not, a
this,
big.
This
thing.
Is just my high school. Don't be offended if you were on the cheer team in high school. I'm just my high school. I don't remember attractive. They were a little, little less athletic looking.
Okay, there were some big girls on the cheer back in my day.
All right,
but I know what you're getting at. But no, I actually that's so funny.
Was your prom queen a cheerleader?
No.
Yeah.
No, was not.
we're talking about a prom queen.
You think we don't want to be transported back in time?
Nostalgia. Hey, it's episode 150. Yeah. Give us a break, all right? Yeah. Nostalgia. We're gonna do what we want in episode 150. Yeah.
Hey, did you ever used to win at the cheerleaders when you were playing in high school?
No.
All the time.
Really?
Oh yeah, and you always used to do it on road games too. You would always wink at them
at the other team cheerleader.
Yeah, the other team cheerleader.
No. We didn't do that kind of. Yeah.
Because when you go when you play, it's almost like you're there and you're not only trying to win, you're trying to steal their girl too. That's the psychology behind it.
Let me tell you about Washington State in Eastern Washington, growing up in agricultural land, what we did.
I can't wait to hear this.
I have a vivid memory. Okay.
Yeah.
There was a rumor. I'll just tell you what it was first. We would take someone in the student section had a jean jacket, a denim jacket, and turned it inside out. And on the inside was wool. Okay. And it was like, it was just, you know, like the cream color wool on the inside.
All right.
And we had this person get down on all fours and run across the sideline on the basketball court. And we'd all make these baha noises because the rumor was the kid on the other team got busted having sex with a sheep. I think it was maybe before I was in high school, but I just remember watching it. I think I was like in seventh grade.
That's so funny.
Probably not true at all.
No, we had... That's funny.
Don't tell Chad Dukes that. He thinks that everyone from Washington State has sex with animals.
We had the, another thing where one of the players on Glen Burnie pooped his pants.
Okay. All right.
And then someone had like a big...
Why is it always the most outrageous rumor?
I don't know. It's the dumbest thing in the world. It said like he pooped his pants at like a party or something like that. Okay. All right, and they had big old sign. I think his name was Delaney. It said like Delaney shit his pants with a big like doo doo splatter on the sign. All right, it's the dumbest thing in the world.
I don't think that stuff flies these days.
Why not?
No, like in current high schools, you can't like I don't know.
You can't mock other people.
Like, personal attacks, I think, are outlawed. I don't know. I don't think kids today get to have as much fun as we did back in our glory days.
I think everyone used to say, like, John Smith has herpes or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was kind of lame because there was also a kid, a really good player, that was suspended for smoking weed. Uh-huh. And our lame school, when he was shooting free throws, would chant, "Pothead." Like, that's so embarrassing. I'm looking back on it. Oh, you got me there. Oh, well.
Good times.
All right. We covered Halloween, Cake's costume. Let's take a quick break, Valdez. I want to talk about Cakes and his Commander fandom when we get back. All right.
Okay. We got to start planning too.
We got to plan that. And where is he at in his love affair with the Commander?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that when we come back.
But first, we got to let you know that this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drinks. Drab said he's going to give out Don't Sleep shots to all the parents that are coming by for Halloween, little 2-ounce shots. I know he has his Don't Sleep No Sugar right now. I'm enjoying the Don't Sleep new look can. Silver, like the Silver Bullet, of course, Light, except it's Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the code word BITTIES and save 10% on every order. I'm enjoying the can right now. Drab's giving out the 2-ounce shots for Halloween to all the parents and that has to keep track of all the Rugrats. Get some today. Don't Sleep makes you great. We love Don't Sleep and we love Mike. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bit Season episode 150, the amazing anniversary of Bit Season. We appreciate you if you've listened to every single episode. You know what? Tweet us. If you've listened to every episode of Bit Season.
That would be cool.
Through 150, tweet us. You know, give us a good memory if you have a good memory. Hey, before we get into Cakes and his Commander's fandom, Drab was lamenting something in the producer studio all week. He's been really going hard about this certain dining experience, and I want to have Drab explain it to our biddies about what ricks him and why this certain dining experience ricks him.
Well, I take pride in my hot take this week because it's something that you had never thought of in your entire life. I think I caught everyone a little bit by surprise of like, oh, that's kind of a weird thing to be annoyed by.
I think this stems from us. Didn't we talk about hibachi at some point? Like, didn't Cakes like go to a hibachi or no, it was like the fast casual hibachi that JP went to.
Yeah.
I think he mentioned it. And I think this is where your thoughts spawned from.
Okay, look, I'm actually not talking about hibachi.
Right.
Because you know, you go to all-inclusive resort or something like that. You got to go to the hibachi restaurant.
Right. They toss the shrimp in your mouth.
You kind of know what you're getting into. It's the experience. It's kind of it's part of the show. It's like going to medieval times. I'm talking about at a restaurant when the dumb waiter, they're putting on a show at your table and they're all up in your face and I just drop the food off and go away. All right.
Okay.
I don't want you.
What do you mean? Yeah. Explain. What do you mean? The waiter's in your way. Like what? Explain the scenario where a waiter doesn't just drop your food off.
I don't want to have to do like a that's really cool. Like great job.
Okay.
I know you don't want to be doing it either. I don't want you to make the Caesar salad in front of me.
Okay.
I don't want you to finish cooking the steak in front of me. I don't want you to light the banana Fosters on fire.
So like tableside service, tableside guac.
Yeah, tableside guac, whatever it is. And you're going to say, when have you gone? I don't know. Half the restaurants, I feel like, not half, 10% of the restaurants I go to, they're always, they whip butter in front of you. Just whip it up in the back and drop it off. I don't need to see how the butter's made. I believe you. It's good. It's,
all right,
it's
your okay, signature. What about I have a lot of scenarios for you.
All right.
What about the guy that comes around and says, a fresh ground pepper? Okay, you get a salad appetizer, you have a side salad.
That's fine.
And the waiter comes around with this big long pepper mill.
Yeah, I know.
And he's cracking it and he goes, fresh ground pepper? Is that okay?
I mean, I could do it myself. For some reason, that doesn't annoy me as much, but okay. You're in the same territory here.
Okay, I have another scenario for you. What about the cheesemonger? All right, and he's got his
Kevin from Glory Days.
So he has his fresh Parmesan on your spaghetti. All right, and he has the grater.
No, because that's like adding to my meal. That's okay. The pepper and the Parmesan.
You're talking about the performative act.
Yeah, the performative act. Just drop it off.
Okay. What about this scenario? What about you're the waiter and you bring over your smoky old fashioned and they take the lid off and then it's billowing smoke everywhere at your table. Is that okay?
Again, it's a little bit different because you're just kind of dropping it off. Like, I like when the fajitas come out. Everybody likes when the fajita. Everybody likes the sizzle. Okay,
yeah, of course.
But you know what they do?
I know they fake it.
Yeah. They come and they got it up there, and then they drop it off.
Yeah.
But then they leave. Yeah. Okay. If I go to what's that place you like? RPM Italian. Okay? I don't want you wheeling out that giant cheese wheel and turning, making some big fire and flame, and getting that thing all high.
You mean the pasta? Where you have to put the pasta in the cheese wheel?
Yeah, please don't do that. Don't do that in front of me. Please put the sauce on in the back and drop it off.
Drabs, you want them to bring out the kids menu for you?
Ooh, snaps. Great job. What a show.
All right, so you don't want to have to clap?
Yeah, I don't want to clap.
No. I'll say the Salt Bay thing.
Prime example.
That I understand that, where you have this one guy that comes out and will cut your steak for you and then drizzle salt on it. Okay. But if something, but like tableside guac,
can I tell you something? People just like to say tableside guac. That's people just like to say it. There's no taste difference if they make it in the back.
No.
Hey, can I get some guacamole? No onions, extra tomatoes, please. Sure. Yeah, no problem. Instead of they got to wheel it out there, who does that here? Guapos or not guapos? Uncle Julio's?
Yeah,
who does it?
Of course. Any Mexican restaurant.
Mexicana.
Any Mexican restaurant worth a damn has tableside guac.
Hey, baby. You see that? He didn't put tomatoes in my guac.
what kind of spice do you want in your guac? You want it extra spicy? It.
You like that? That's more power to you.
Okay, but if they have like a flaming bananas Foster, like you said, or a creme brulee,
yeah.
All right, I get it.
Yeah, break out the lighter thing,
the torch.
Yeah, the torch. Yeah.
Have you seen the videos of that have gone viral at the new thing at fancy steakhouses, where their steak is presented to them in like a deal or no deal golden briefcase.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? That, yeah. And they, it's almost like
a Vegas restaurant.
Yes, it's almost like bottle service, but with steak. Yeah. So they're coming out and they have a big sign that says Drabby hates tableside and with sparklers all over
the place. Do you know
where
I'm getting a lot of this from? And a lot of this is not from my own personal life, I'm going to be honest. I think I'm being inundated with it because there's a guy I follow on Instagram, Jack's Dining Room. He's the guy, you've probably seen him before. He's got over a million followers. He wears a Yes Chef hat.
Okay. He's doing the bear shtick.
Yes Chef. He goes around to different restaurants, a lot of them steakhouses, and he films everything, and they're constantly like doing shows in front of him. I think that's where I start souring. Even though I follow this guy, I just assume now that all restaurants are kind of doing
you
some
just,
sort of gimmick.
You want old school.
Yeah, I want old school.
What about the whole wine production?
I never order wine. So it's not a problem for me.
Would it mean
like the uncorking it?
Yes. So they come, they uncork, you give a taste, they put it in a decanter. No.
Also, I know what a porterhouse is. I know what a ribeye is. I don't need you to come by and do some wacky bit and roll the car down and go,
no,
this is our porterhouse.
I know who you're talking about. I know the woman you're talking about. I know exactly.
You know that video?
About.
Yeah,
I've seen the video a billion times. Yeah. No, but those are the new rock stars. Those are the new sommeliers, except I don't know what the meat sommelier would be called. Right. But that's the new thing. What about, this would so tilt you. All right. What about, you ever see them like crack the lobster in front of you?
Yeah. I've seen videos of that too. Yeah.
Okay. They do that. What about, would you have an oyster shucker right in front of you?
No. Again, why does that have to be done in front of me? I've been to restaurants where they bring the oysters out already opened.
I think
lemon sauce and all that on it.
lemon sauce?
Whatever. I've never ordered oysters.
You've never had an oyster before?
I don't think I've ever had an oyster.
Okay.
Maybe I've had one.
No, it's not about being performative. Mm-hmm. It's a psychological aspect.
That this is a special place.
No, it's not just that, but also like this is the freshest
right
that you'll possibly ever taste because I'm grating the cheese immediately right now to your plate. I'm shucking the oyster and serving it in a mignonette sauce right in front of you. I'm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm taking the avocado. I'm cutting it. I'm letting you handpick the avocado and smashing it right in front of you. And immediately you're eating, having it with the chip.
Here, I guarantee you something. If you and I, we were invited to a soft opening for a Japanese restaurant next week, I guarantee you they do some sort of thing at the table. Okay. I don't know what it will be, but they'll roll that cucumber and seaweed up in front of you.
Well, that's a thing, right? What? At a sushi place or Japanese steak, you could literally watch.
Yeah, I know,
the
but
sushi
they're back
guy.
In the they're usually back in the kitchen.
No. It's not really. It's like in front of you. It's this at a sushi bar. You're watching them. It's almost like a bar where they're crafting a cocktail.
If we go, there will be something at our table. Something will happen at our table. Oh, you watch. I don't know what it will be. Might be the sorbet or the Japanese ice cream at the end. I have no idea. Something, they'll do something wacky bit.
Okay. Right. Are we going to have a boys' night?
I'm trying to organize a boys' night. We were invited to a soft opening, which means free dinner at a nice restaurant in Tyson's Corner. And I tried to get the junkies to go, and they all turned us down, said they were too busy. So it might just be about the East Rabbit Bar.
Now you get the JV team.
Yeah. I don't think that's what they want, but yeah, I'm open to it.
All right, are we going to get Marta to do a sake bomb?
Oh, yeah, of course. We all got to do a sake bomb.
At least we're going to do the thing where we pound the table.
I haven't, speaking of a long time ago, I haven't had a sake bomb since college, probably.
I don't think they're allowed.
They don't do it anymore?
I don't know if they're being allowed.
Oh.
If it's a nice place.
What's the name of that Japanese beer?
What?
I don't know. I feel like
Kirin. They have Kirin?
Kirin, yeah.
And they have Kirin and Sapporo.
Sapporo, yeah. Good poll about these. You've had a lot of sake in your day.
I've had a lot of beer.
All right, yeah.
I'm well traveled.
You've lost your cheerleader bod.
Yeah, I know.
All right, cakes is baptism.
All right,
first of all, wasn't it kind of weird where EB was like, he's like hesitant to do a baptism?
He goes, he kept saying we should marry him. And I go, why can't we? I thought we were doing a baptism. And he goes, well, I don't want to offend church people.
I don't think church people will be offended if you do it. Do you think it's vibes of when we, remember when we buried RG3's career?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's trying to?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, baptism means rebirth, new beginning. And that's kind of what Cakes is doing as he's leaving the Raiders behind.
Yeah. I don't think we should be worried about any kind of backlash from the Catholic Church community.
If we get some holy water and a preacher down here to do something, then all right, maybe. But I thought we were just going to waterboard them. We were just going to dump a bunch of water on them.
Yeah,
now you're a Commanders fan.
That's what I figured. Is we get a white Commanders jersey, except we get like a 6X, so it almost looks like a robe,
a cloak.
Yeah. We have a robe, and then we have a kiddie pool. And we fill. What are we going to fill the kiddie pool with? Mumbo sauce. That could be expensive.
That could be expensive.
What about a combination of mumbo sauce, Ben's chili? We could pour some DC Brow in there.
We could fill it up with beer. Yeah,
we just have a whole hodgepodge smorgasbord of things that
all things DC.
Yes, and then we have. Some sort of written Commander's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then Cakes gets dunked. Easy peasy, right?
Do you think? I mean, he's all in. He's in the tank. I mean, he was Dan Quinn today.
I know. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to get into the whole Cakes is a Commander's fan's weeds. But he dressed as the coach of his favorite team.
Yeah.
John DePompa had a good idea. He said,
"That's a first."
you and him are beefing.
Nah, I just like take shots at him. Okay. My boy.
because we brought up the idea of wedding him like a mm-hmm. marriage, and he had a good the idea of like a Jewish wedding. You know how they step on the glass, and they wrap up the wine glass and they step on it. Uh-huh. You should do that with his Raiders lamp. We wrap it in a cloth and have him step on the Raiders lamp.
Uh-huh.
It's a good idea.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. Hey. L'chaim.
Yeah.
And then we can take Cakes in a chair and lift them up around.
Oh, a little Havanagia.
Yeah, well, we could do that. All right. Celebrate it.
All right. Now a Jewish wedding. I like it.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated on. I think if they win again, they're 7-2, and the city's on fire. Like we have to do it at some point.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Is it, whatever it ends. Also, even if it's something small, we gotta get them on.
This is what we need to do is we gotta stop. We gotta stop poking and prodding Cakes when it comes to the fantasy aspect. Mm-hmm. Like
it is what it is. Like he's gonna like fantasy.
Right, but if we keep highlighting that,
and I'm
guilty of it because I said, well, if Malik Nabers is on your most expensive team and he's going against the Commanders, what are you rooting for, Commanders or Nabers?
Right.
When any Commanders fan would say, well, obviously I'm rooting for the Commanders. So we gotta come up with scenarios. Yes, we gotta stop coming up scenarios to debunk all of this. Do you think Cakes will mind us dunking him in basically this gross kiddie pool of crap?
Nah, Cakes is always down for a bit.
All right, what else goes in this kiddie pool? We have three things: mumbo sauce,
DC Brow, a lot of beer.
Yeah, DC Brow.
I mean, why, that sounds disgusting. We could just pick one.
I feel like we should have all of them.
I thought we were doing water.
No, we can't just do
where
water.
Where are we going to get 60 gallons of beer?
No, we can just have water and we can add it to the water, add it in the water.
Okay.
To make it like extra holy water.
Okay. A little bit of chili, like put a scoop of chili in the water.
No, they sell it at Giant, like with a little plastic, the fake me out Ben's chili bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe we can cut up some half smokes and have them in the water as well.
All right. Well,
are you into this?
I don't know if I'm into dunking him into something disgusting, but I'm open to ideas.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what we do. That's why we haven't done it yet, I think.
Would you rather do the marriage or
maybe
the
marriage is a little better? Because, but I don't know what how we're open to ideas.
Did you like my idea of having a mannequin dressed as Jake?
I did like that actually.
I know. I mean, we can do a lot with it. Like, we can do his first dance.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have like the Mathis band do like a sexy Hail to the Redskins song. That almost sounds like Kenny G-ish.
Okay.
And that'll be their first one. What?
Is Cakes going to put his hands up the dress of the mannequin and pull the garter out?
If he had any kind of instincts, we would have a garter on the mannequin. Uh-huh. And he would climb under. Uh-huh. All right.
I got another idea. Cakes takes a bouquet of flowers and tosses it to
the next
JP. Bish, Valdez, and Drab, and whoever catches it is going to be the next Commanders fan.
Right. Hey, no, I like all this.
Yeah,
I like all this. Okay. All right, we need a Commanders cake. We need a Commanders cake.
Yeah, three tiered.
Right. Yes.
Hey,
do you think we can
Tress de Lace?
Yeah. Do you think we can borrow B. Mitch's Super Bowl ring?
B. Mitch isn't really a big guy. We'll have to call somebody else. I don't know.
Okay. Could we have a special?
Oh, okay. I got it. I'm following. Put on Cake's finger.
Yeah, yeah. Put on his, yeah. Mm-hmm. But do you think we could have a special officiant?
I think. Judge Alston. Yeah. Die-hard of Commanders fan.
The biggest Commanders fan known to man.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I like this.
All right.
Where would we send them on their honeymoon?
Hmm. Baton Rouge. I don't know.
We're just spitballing. Just don't mind it.
Ashburn. I don't really know. We'll come up with something.
Hey, Eric has to give the best man speech. He's got to literally.
This is a never ending. Yeah, all right. It's a never ending bet. This is a three segmenter.
Okay. All right. My bad.
All right.
No, but don't you think he should definitely do that? Have a best man speech welcoming him to the Redskins family?
No. More. We need vows. Cakes has to write his own vows.
Okay.
All right, that's better. And a best man speech. And a ring ceremony. And a first kiss.
And a first dance.
Kiss is better.
And we'll both.
All right, yes, a kiss.
Hey, we're going to have glasses. We're going to tap the glasses.
Yeah.
Kiss.
All right. She's being dumb. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Happy Halloween. Have a good time out with your family tonight or whatever you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, trick-or-treating.
And we will see you back on the Junkies tomorrow.
See ya.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.